From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Migrants clash with Hungarian police as they try to move north into Europe. Frustrated and desperate refugees clashed with Hungarian police Monday, trying to take them to a registration center, preferring to move north by foot from the Serbian border to Budapest and points further north. Mohammed from Damascus is among them.
People are sick. It's extremely cold over there. They are giving us the minimum amount of food. And we don't want their food. We just want to cross the borders. We're not demanding anything. We don't want to be put in hotels. We just want to cross the border and get to the country we're destined to go to. Germany is accepting all of us. Why don't they just let us go?
Hungary is now granting passage to the Austrian border for those who state they're refugees and not economic migrants. Germany expects to take in as many as 800,000 refugees and migrants this year, is urging its European partners to do their share. The flood of refugees could spell good news for Germany, according to Jacob Kierkegaard of the Washington-based Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Germany is probably the country in Europe that has the most need, for its own demographic reasons, for attracting large numbers of immigrants. Germany is also a country that for many years now actually have been the destination for very large numbers of immigrants. And the German economy is doing very well at the moment.
Kierkegaard says Germany and some other European nations have aging populations and need a renewed workforce to continue growth. The president of Guinea-Bissau Monday named a new government weeks after dismissing the previous cabinet. José Mário Vaz of the ruling party named Bassirou Diaz the next prime minister. The changes were possible with the assistance of the country's second-largest political party. The crisis follows last year's election, which was hoped to bring some stability.